Welcome to Marketing Like a Mother, a podcast made for mompreneurs by mompreneurs. Each week we're diving into mum-approved business and marketing strategies to help you grow a profitable and family-friendly business. Today I'm your co-host, Michelle Paulbert.
And I'm Olivia Radcliffe.
And this is our 100th episode! It is bonkers that we've got to 100 of these.
I know. It doesn't even feel like it could possibly be that long that we've been doing this.
I know. I mean, in a weird way, I feel like it's just been an excuse for us to have fun chats with each other and business friends. But I am just so in awe of how amazing this podcast experience has been. And we thought it would be really fun to kind of peel back sort of the curtain a little bit and share some of what it's been like having 100 episodes of a podcast, having a podcast in its third season, having had dozens of really cool guests on, having put this together in spare time in the corners of our days while running three businesses collective. So I feel like it'll be a really fun thing to just look at. And I think particularly if you're listening in and you have been thinking about starting a podcast, it's like on your heart or on your mind, I think this might be a really helpful kind of glance into what it could look like for you if you do decide to come join us as podcasting buddies.
And to be clear, before Michelle and I started this podcast, we hadn't really taken any like courses on podcasting or anything. Like I think we literally were just like, hey, we should do a podcast. And then we did it. And we have figured so much out as we've gone along. We've gotten some stuff wrong, gotten some stuff right, I think, and made some stuff better as we go. But Michelle, do you want to start off with maybe some surprising things that you haven't expected from the podcast? And you can take that any direction you want.
I know, it's like surprising, good or bad. We can do both. I think my big kind of good surprise of the podcast is that it still feels so fun. Like, I think when we started, it really was an excuse for us to grow our friendship. And it had so much fun and energy behind it at those beginning sort of episodes, those beginning days. And I feel like we've somehow miraculously kept that going. I look forward to recording these with you and with our guests. I feel like as we've refined the systems behind it, it still feels like something light in my life. And I really look forward to it. So I think it's been surprising that we've kept up that kind of honeymoon glow for now 100 episodes. I think that's quite remarkable. How about you?
It is. No, I agree with that completely. It's still like so much fun. And I will say one of the biggest surprises for me was how many people listen. I say that in a, not that I expected no one to listen. You know, I think you always hope people are going to listen to your podcast, but it really surprised me when I started to see how wide of a reach it got, you know, how many different countries and how many people in those countries, and even like joining some random groups or networking events or something and having people say like, oh, I've listened to your podcast. You're Olivia. And there was someone the other day, it's like the other month, but who saw me and it was a completely non-business thing. And they're like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, wow, we've made it. Someone in the grocery store recognized me from the podcast. Man, okay. But that just really surprised me and tickles me to no end because I really want to help all these people listening. Like, I think I love that we're reaching so many households.
Yeah, I love that it is so international. I mean, that's obviously a big part of our own dynamic, but as a lifelong expat, that just like makes me really happy to see that we're reaching people beyond the, like, I want to say, very Americanized online business bubble that can sometimes feel like exists. And I think it's just so affirming to me to see people all around the world wanting to start their own businesses, to take this into their own hands and listening in to, you know, two dorky marketing moms chatting about how we've made it work. I think, it just warms my heart. You did sort of say we could take the surprise in both directions. So I kind of feel like we should do the maybe not as good surprise piece. I think for me, it's been surprising how much extra stuff and pressure can come with having a podcast that's doing well. And like you said, we didn't take any courses, we didn't do any programs, like no one showed us how to do this. We just sort of figured it out on our own. And I do feel like there is kind of this, maybe it's just me feeling it, but this kind of pressure to follow someone else's framework, to do things the quote unquote right way. And I'm proud of us for sticking to our guns, for just following what feels good to us, to figure it out in a way that makes sense. But it, yeah, it's been kind of not good, surprising to see that like just getting down and doing things isn't something that, I don't know, applauded as much as I think it should be. I'm really proud that we bootstrapped this thing, that we figured it out on our own. And even if like eventually maybe one day we'll sell a course about podcasting, I just love that we did it our own way. And I think it's been kind of weird to see that that's not something other people talk about. So maybe we need to talk about it more.
Hey, yeah, I think we should do a podcast episode.
That's a good catchphrase, by the way.
It is, actually. But I literally do write all these down for us.
So. How about you? What's a less than good surprise you feel like you've had?
I've had some tech things that have been a little not fun, like realizing that my microphone, while everything sounded great while we were recording, when you go and listen back and suddenly realize that my microphone was like cutting my voice out, or I was getting really loud and then really quiet and trying to edit that to make it fit. And sometimes just being like, and now it's just going to sound wonky, but feeling really like, oh man, that was such a good episode and such a good conversation. And I don't want to ruin it with the bad audio.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then some fun things when we have switched platforms for our podcast, having multiple versions of the podcast in different directories and having to sort all of that out as far as, oh no, we didn't realize that like there's this old feed that exists that hasn't been updating and we've been doing months and months and months of episodes and the followers on that platform haven't seen the new episodes. That was something I didn't even think to check, but now we know.
Yep. Now we know. Yeah. Tech hiccups I think come with anything and it's frustrating, but you know, we figure it out. I don't think it's a reason not to do a podcast, but it is that stuff that like, gosh, I wish there was better help or tech support or, you know, just people available to help us with that stuff. Yeah. So I think that's kind of the highs and the lows. Do you feel like we've had any lessons learned after 100 episodes? Like, what do you feel like your big takeaways have been from doing this whole thing?
I mean, I sure hope we've learned something. I've actually learned quite a bit from all of our guests. Like I love talking to the different guests and hearing their stories, of course, but tapping into their expertise and like how they have used their particular secret sauce to grow their business. Like I have learned a lot of little things there, especially there were shiny things that I wanted to chase that then, you know, I got to tap into someone's secret wisdom behind the scenes talking to them. And I got to ask the questions I really wanted to ask. And so that's helped on several of my shiny journeys there.
I mean, I think that is the secret unsung bonus thing of having a podcast is you get to ask really cool people the questions you'd feel kind of awkward to ask otherwise. So I really like that as a lesson. I think on my end, it's been a bit more of a personal lesson I learned, and that is managing my own capacity. I think I very much ran with the shiny squirrel of like lots of guest episodes and lots of episodes up front. And I, to be very honest, kind of burnt myself out on peopling, like just having a lot of other people needing my time being in my calendar. And that's something that we really took stock of and started to kind of see how can we be a little bit more strategic with our energy, maybe my energy, because Olivia's much better at like peopling in general, I think, than I am. I'm learning how to manage it so I can still sustain my momentum and keep myself being my best in those interviews, but not burning myself out. So I think that was a lesson I've learned, maybe a lesson I'm still learning, but I think managing energy levels and like not overdoing or overbooking the interviews in particular.
I think that was a good lesson. I would second from a scheduling perspective. I had days where I had back to back interviews, And I will say by the last interview of the day, I'd be like, I don't want to ask questions anymore. Like, I'm sorry. I like you. I love what you're talking about, but I don't want to talk to anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I'm done for the day. But yeah, I think it's worth noting, paying attention to your mental bandwidth and what you can take, and also with your workload and everything too. If you're just continually doing episodes and not doing anything else that's moving the needle forward in your business, then that's also something worth noting.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I feel like in that same vein, shall we touch on some of the stuff we're kind of taking into, I want to say, the next 100 episodes, like lessons learned applied. I know you have a couple, so why don't you go first and I'll share mine after.
I definitely have figured out ways that I like talking to people, like certain, a flow or rhythm to the conversation that feels really good. And I think we've gotten a lot better at just talking about the podcast in general. Mm. Sometimes I think we might forget that this is this wonderful asset we have that has a ton of really good information for people. So I think thinking into the next 100 episodes, being really upfront of, hey, we have this podcast and you should listen to it, if it's your kind of thing. I think that's something we'll definitely focus on.
Yeah, I think so too. I think spreading the word is a very good goal for us for the next 100, because I think we've done an amazing job of curating like really cool guests, creating really great episodes, and maybe letting the team slightly down on making sure everybody knows about it. I'm really excited to try and get a bigger range of guests on as well. Like I love the guests we've had, but I'm really excited to just see how far we can push this in terms of maybe the size of business, the type of business, people's backgrounds. Like I'm really looking forward to having people from really diverse backgrounds come on the show, because I think as much as we talk about business, we talk about marketing, my favorite part is hearing the journey of how they fit that around being parents or having other stuff going on. And I think the more we hear different versions of those stories, the more we can see ourselves, the maybe more we have space, forgiveness, grace towards our own situations. And I really love the idea of creating this like cacophony around us of all the different ways that people can make this work and can figure this out, so that no matter who's listening, they can sort of see or hear themselves in a little bit of it somewhere. So that's kind of my hope for the next 100.
There you go. That's it. Episode wrap. That's what we
were done.
I am curious, along those lines, what has been your favorite kind of topic to touch on with the podcast so far? Because we've covered a wide range, but we definitely have some that I know you and I can get on our soapboxes about. But what's been your favorite?
I mean, all the ones with you, that's so cheesy, but I love our chats. And I feel like we get to go into stuff that, we get to play on our soapboxes, but I think we also get to be really like honest and open with people listening in a way that, I go on lots of like podcasts as a guest and you open up a bit, but the fact that it's almost like welcoming in people into our relationship as friends, as business owners, as like people who talk literally every day, I think that's kind of, I have a special spot in my heart for our combo episodes, our you and me ones. In terms of topics, I've been on a journey myself this last year or so around my neurodivergence, and it makes me so happy and inspired to talk about and hear other people's experience with that, particularly if they've got kids in that space or if they have had like a more recent experience of figuring out their neurodivergence. I think that really speaks to me and feels really powerful, but I know that's also just like my personal circumstances right now mean that topic is something that really resonates with me. And then hearing about people with like really different backgrounds, I think, I don't know, we all live many lives, and hearing kind of the different, the different ways people found themselves in business, the different ways they've transferred their skills from previous lives into something that they could run on their own, maybe navigating some of the challenges of motherhood and how the business can kind of share those challenges or can kind of navigate around them. I think those have been kind of the deeper touching episodes for me, the ones that I kind of sit with and live with me a bit longer.
I like it.
How about you?
I agree. So my favorite topic is also kind of my least favorite topic in a sense. I really like talking about, I like talking about the neurodivergence side of things. I've also been going on my different journey, but talking about kind of that embracing yourself, your brain, how you function. And along those lines, we also did an episode talking about being a solo mom running a business. And that's something that obviously I'm a solo mom, so it's very near and dear to my heart. And I do practice what I preach. And in my core business, I work very much with moms trying to grow these businesses around whatever they have to deal with at home, even if it's just a nap time. And so it's a good topic that I don't think gets spoken on often enough. Like I think a lot of times single moms are stuck feeling like they can't do it because they don't have that built-in support. But it's also something that's a bit of a sensitive subject on some levels. Not that I have any sensitivity around being a solo mom or anything like that, but just around, I don't like sharing a lot about my structure of my day, where we are, you know. I have a lot of visibility issues from like a safety perspective of saying that. And so I'm being very honest and I feel my anxiety creeping up as I'm saying this right now. But talking about my own personal journey with that can be very alarming because I've been stalked before in the past. And so I don't open up too much around like how I do stuff with my son, just because I'm, very, very protective of that side of my life. So,
yeah. And rightfully so. I know obviously more than the listener does about kind of your circumstances. And I think that is something that maybe we inadvertently had to figure out as we talk so publicly, so openly about what we're doing and how we do it, is figuring out those lines of like what's okay, what's comfortable, what's safe feeling to bring to the podcast and what we might want to hold back. And I think we, between the two of us, have done, I think, a pretty good job of navigating that space and knowing the other person's boundaries so that we don't accidentally kind of put that the other person in listening or talking in those awkward spaces. But I think even with interviews, learning how to walk people into interesting places to have those really interesting conversations without making them feel uncomfortable or like they've overexposed themselves. You know, we're all adults. I hope we all can kind of know our own boundaries and be vocal to understand them. But I do understand there's a different pressure when you are a guest, you're on someone else's show, you feel like they've asked you a question and they kind of expect a response. So I know I can be a little direct sometimes. I ask the prying questions. I think kind of learning how to navigate those spaces where that isn't as comfortable and let those spaces be respected. That's something I think maybe less intentionally, but more kind of subconsciously, we've both been kind of navigating. And if you are thinking of running a podcast, if you have a podcast yourself, I think that is a really important thing to kind of pay mind to, because it is a very intimate space. You know, you're hearing us talk, you have our voices in your ears. It's very intimate, but it can be, on the other hand, quite exposing feeling. So I'm just being mindful of that on both the interviewer and the interviewee side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I only had one other question on my little to-do list, and that is there an episode that you think we could do better? Could probably could bring someone back, could dive into a topic more. Is there something that you're like, gosh, you know, I feel like we could have done more with that? Because I definitely think we've got, I mean, we said Olivia's catchphrase is, let's make an episode about that. And we've got buckets of questions and buckets of topics to go into. But is there anything you'd like to revisit? Anything you think we maybe left the door sort of partially ajar?
I mean, everything. Can I have that answer? Everything.
You want like episode two of every episode.
Yes. No, I mean, I'm very much in like, you know, we talk about our MVP method, get the minimally viable product out there. And I know, you know, I'll go through an episode with a guest or, you know, even one of our combo episodes. And then afterwards I'll be like, oh, we really could have talked about this, this, and this, and I should have asked these questions. And I wonder what they think about this. And it's like, I don't know that there's been an episode we've done that I haven't been like, I could just sit and talk with them for forever about this stuff and still be interested. So, and I, and there are some on a very logistical, practical side of things. There were some episodes that I recorded where I was sick and like, I mean, cause I was down and out for like 3 weeks at one point. Was it last winter or two winters or something? And I kept recording podcast episodes during that time because we needed episodes. And so there were some that like, I didn't sound that great. I had a hard time focusing. I kept having to mute, to cough. And like, I don't feel like I was as attentive or, you know, was able to appreciate that conversation as much as I would like to. But yeah, we can always make it better. We can always learn, grow, and take it to the next level.
Yeah. I think that's funny. That's a very Olivia answer.
Yes,
it is. I feel like mine is probably a very Michelle answer, which is like, I love all our episodes. I think they're great. There are topics I'd love to dive deeper into. And I think maybe kind of in the same vein of some of that life stuff, I'm really feeling like we've done a great job of talking about marketing and business. And I think we talk a good job about being mums, but I would love to ask people diving deeper into like them as humans. Like, what do we want? What do we aspire to? What do we like? What makes us tick as people? And I think it does impact so much how we show up as moms, how we show up as business owners, how we show up in our marketing. I would love to just spend more time, I don't know, like getting to know the humans as well as the business owners, as well as the moms in our guests. And then between you and I, like, I think so much of what I love about you is just the you-ness of it. And like, I selfishly want to like show people how cool you are outside of business, outside of being a mom. Like, what you makes you tick is some of what I really admire in you. And I would love, I just want to show people how cool you are. Like, I'd love to show some of that stuff because I think it's somewhat what we talk about quite a lot, which is you got to make it work for you, but figuring out who you are weirdly is a hard problem. And I think we, particularly as women, particularly as moms, spend so much time focusing on the outside, on the other people, on serving, on giving, that we don't spend as much space on internalizing and introspecting and like really getting to know ourselves. So I would love to spend more time or give more space to that piece of that puzzle as well, and maybe particularly in our guest stuff, because I know you and I think you're really cool.
I love it. No, I will say on our podcast, we are incredibly, I mean, in everything we do, but especially on our podcast, we are incredibly open and authentic with everything. Like, what you hear is what you get with us. Like, there are no airs here. We don't put on any pretenses.
No.
So I find that incredibly refreshing to be able to have conversations like that, where there are no masks needed. You know, masking is something, if you're neurodivergent, it might be a big part of your life. And I know I've had to learn about how I mask sometimes, but getting on these conversations has been like, there's no mask. Like, the laughs are real. The smiles are real. The mistakes are real. And it's, I greatly appreciate that. And I honestly and truly think that the best marketing, the best business strategy just comes from being yourself. And I love that we have a channel to be able to do that and feel so good about it still. So,
yeah. Aw, well, with that love fest, I feel like we'll wrap up the 100th episode, which again is just bananas that we've gotten to 100. We have every plan to continue on for at least another 100 more. So we will definitely be back with more episodes. But until then, thank you so much for joining us this week for our 100th episode of Marketing Like a Mother. If you found value in the show today and want to support some fellow mompreneurs, I'm going to say this really sincerely. We could really appreciate and use your ratings on Apple, on Spotify, on whatever you're listening on this episode, because it does make a big difference to how other people can find us and listen to the show as well. So if you have a minute, please leave us a rating and a review. And then if you can, let a business friend know about the show. We really appreciate it. We're making this for you. So we really appreciate you giving a little bit back so we can keep doing this for 100 and more episodes to come. Until then, we will be back next week with more marketing tips for busy moms with businesses. And until then, take care.